this episode of Talking More Bollocks. Come here, are we actually going? Are you going to Darren Conway's wedding next year or not?
Yep.
Are you, 30?
Yes, I am.
That's going to be some crack, isn't it?
We're going to have a little go loud section, are we?
Section.
Is there
not a table.
Cornered off.
Actually, yeah, it's actually cordoned off.
Bulletproof
yeah.
windows Quite around us
now. I don't know anyone that's not invited to this wedding. Genuinely.
Do you know anyone else who is? Just the Gowlel people?
It's everyone in Gowlel, really, isn't it? That's all I actually wanted to talk about.
So that's all you have?
So see you next week for Talking More Bollocks.
Alan, have you any questions, bro?
Loads of questions.
Oh, we can ramble on if you want.
No, that's fine.
All right, bro.
I think we're finished weddings now for a while, isn't it? What month are we in now? July. You'd want to be a right psychopath to spring a blading wedding on someone in the next 5 months of the year. Amy's mates got engaged before in March and she got married in December. And I thought, Jesus, that was a quick turnaround.
That's the right way to do it, isn't it?
Don't know, bro. You're supposed to keep people. I think people. Oh, and how long did you leave it?
About a year, maybe.
Is it not like for financial reasons that you give it that time?
Usually it's hard to organise a wedding. If you rang somewhere up now, they're probably booked out even next year. Venues and stuff like that.
Okay, what's your question?
Yep.
An anonymous listener.
Don't like this already.
They say they stole it from the internet, so I think that's why they want to be anonymous.
Oh, like.
You have invented a time machine. You got two options. You can sell it for unspeakable wealth, or you can keep it a secret and use it for personal gain.
Now, personal gain, are you saying you can do fucking art when you're going to do that time lapse joke?
You can travel through time.
And that's all?
Well, then from there, you probably have more options than you have available to you right now.
Information wise, yeah. So like lotto numbers, etc.
You go back to fucking May 2015 and you put €1,000 on Leicester to win the league. Leicester just survived relegation that season. They were 5,000 to win the league the following season. There you go.
The only thing you can really think of is when that, or is it? Well, you could save like fucking wars and all, could you?
Yeah, you could use it for other people's benefits, yeah.
I'd be afraid. Do you ever hear that one? It's like, oh, if you had a chance to go back and kill baby Hitler, would you do it and all? But like, imagine what way the world would have turned out. Like, what if it turned out worse?
Could have done, yeah.
But what if it didn't? Then they all didn't have to die.
Yeah, but what if it did? So at least you know how it played out now.
I'd rather take the risk on what if they all didn't die.
Well, at least you know how it played out now. What if you go back and Hitler doesn't come to power, but somebody else does?
How many people do you think died in World War II?
300 million.
300 million?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
6 million Jews died.
Yeah.
Japan. Place was levelled with 2 bombs. D-Day. The Western Front. The Russian Winter.
I was just, 20 million died in that one.
There you go. I'm racking up the numbers here quick.
They're well off though. 75 million.
I wouldn't know. I was going to say 5 million. That's the truth.
75 million. You can save 75 million lives if you kill Hitler.
Yeah,
maybe.
Some fella is not going to do worse than that, Calum.
But then, hang on, no. See, the knock-on effect from that was we know what the world is capable of doing in a world war with the technology then. So people have been, there's been a lot of appeasement in the world since then, since the 40s onwards. We had the UN, the EU, stuff like that. There's peace treaties left, right and centre. People are intervening in other conflicts to stop big wars from breaking out. Well, World War II doesn't happen. The advancements in technology happens. Then, I don't know, in the 70s, there's a war and it's a nuclear war. Bang. Hundreds of millions at the time because
that
people don't realise.
That was a very good take.
Yep.
I'm going to give you that. I promise you, I was never going to agree with you there and I don't know how you're turning that around. That's a very good take.
See, it takes Hitler to happen for people to realise we better not get our hand here.
And was this before nuclear stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's spot on.
The end of World War II was the first time nuclear war weapons were used.
Yeah, that's spot on. Great take. Any questions?
I knew no questions.
You haven't answered it. Neither of you have answered.
But then on the other side, you could be like, if you had a loved one who fucking had a heart attack and the doctor said, oh, if they had came and got that checked 6 months ago, you could still be alive. You could go back to them and be like, go and get your heart checked. Bang.
You could also just go back and spend time with them.
Yeah, but like you could.
You're bleeding heart, bro.
But you could go back and say, get your heart checked and then they're still here now.
Yeah. I don't know how a time machine works. You don't replace the version of yourself in that timeline, do you?
Gets very complicated now.
I actually thought if I envisioned a time machine, I'd imagine it can have no impact.
You just go back and
you
watch.
You can just go back and watch.
We have a question in that exact vein coming up.
But see, bro, myself and yourself, twin telepathy cousins.
It's telepathy now.
Is it, yeah?
You were the one who told me this. I didn't know this was a thing until I met you, Terry.
Yeah, I only found out me and Owen started bleeding, clicking.
The Neuralink.
Yeah. Like, I can feel it.
Your Bluetooth connected to his device. Well, I reckon if he walked into your gaff and turned his Wi-Fi on, it'd connect automatically on. Because if you know yours does and his gaff, you're never out of it.
You've been in my gaff numerous times, actually.
Twice, I think.
You've been in the flats numerous times.
Twice, I think.
Numerous is more than once, isn't it?
That's fine. Yes. I've always told you you're welcome to visit any time. I'm still waiting for you to show up, but...
I don't know. Now, that's a bit of a stretch. That's a bit of a stretch.
He's never that nice about
no,
it, is he?
No, that's a bit of a stretch. I remember Terence saying that he was going to go out to your gaff before, and you said, if I saw you in my neighbourhood, I'd sell the house. That's some 180 you had to do on there now. You were like, look, the fucking, come on out whenever you want.
You're welcome anytime.
Swear?
Yeah, not anytime, like call ahead.
I know, make sure I'm not there. Washing and dressing the kids in the middle of the night. We have to go quick. Red alert, red alert. Everyone running down the stairs with a suitcase and all.
Oh, stop.
You can answer the question. Time machine or all the money in the world?
Financial gain or go back and see a loved one.
No, you can do all of it with time machine. I would pick the time machine.
Because you can go back
a lot
and do
more
the,
fun. Yeah. You have all the personal stuff. You could go and relive any moment. You could go, I'm guessing. I don't know how a time machine works. Like, if I get a time machine from this studio, can I get it back to, I don't know, when Ireland beat Romania in penalties in the 1990 World Cup? Can I go to Genoa? Or do I have to go to Genoa with the time machine and then use the time machine?
Now, that'd be a door joke, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So we can only go back to bonus episodes if I use a hair.
He has a point. He has a point.
That's a door joke, isn't it?
No, you can go back to wherever point.
Yeah.
Imagine.
I'd pick the time machine because you can make money, like you say. Yeah. But also you can go and experience those things.
Yeah, I'm going to have a time machine as well, yeah.
You might get addicted to it, though.
That's my problem. I'd love to get like a one and done kind of thing.
I'd never be here. I'd be back visiting everything, but so I'm telling you, I'd be visiting everything straight back to JFK.
You wouldn't, though.
I'm not allowed.
No, because it's in Texas.
Bollocks.
In sync, me, you know.
Boys, me heart. Yeah, I wouldn't. Fuck him. Fuck him.
Right, that leads us into... Yeah, Denise in Kildare was asking if you could go back in time and watch any moment in your life again, kind of like a fly on the wall thing, what would you pick? So you don't get to interact at all. You just get to watch it.
You have to pick something heartfelt. Like, Calvin, if you don't say in the rotunda...
Yeah, but why would I want to watch me watching someone else get burnt?
That's the moment you've seen
that. Just to walk in the rotunda. How about I go back and I watch me first day in the rotunda? Do you know what happened to me before? I know we're talking about doing backflips into Liffey. I slipped off the Samuel Beckett Bridge and fell far, like it was a good 30 foot. Felt like I was knocked down by us. And no one laughed. People jumped in the water and then they laughed. But like people got it free. So I'm like, imagine what that looked like.
So you'd relive that?
No, I'd watch it. You go back and watch it, you're saying?
Yep.
So one thing I always say about the live shows is, Terry, we'll never experience the buzz people have. As in, people got their drinks before it, yeah. And they all meet each other up with each other, and you're like, oh, this person was there, and we're doing this, we're having the crack, and me and you were leaving backstage having an argument with Owen, over putting a joke in.
Yeah.
And then we walk out on the stage and everyone has a buzz and we're there bleeding, sweating. You'll never be in the crowd experiencing that. So would you be in the crowd for one of them?
So you're not actually really, you just get a videotape. Someone hands you a videotape and you get to see a certain thing that you've done.
No, you get to stand, you're like a ghost.
Yeah.
You're in the room, you can smell everything you can. So say it's a summer day and the smells of the flowers and the freshly cut grass and all that. You get to experience the whole thing. So all the full experience comes back to you, but you can't interact in any way.
I have to say, because we say it so frequently, I have to do a live show. Oh, I'd love to experience that. But I'm not feeling the feelings, am I?
Yeah, well...
I just get to see and remember the feelings I have.
You'll be in the crowd in the live show.
Yeah.
That's what that... So
you might be looking up, you might be excited or proud or whatever.
Yeah, I'd go back to the live show last year, the first...
The gym one.
The first one, where Will I sang,
yeah,
and Marvin all, Leo. Oh, yeah. I'd go back to that night, boys. And especially because the crowd, you know, a certain live shows, there's It's all bleeding listeners of the podcast anyways, but sometimes it's bleeding electric and you walk in and you get a fright. You're like, fucking out of the nights, it's a little bit quieter, naturally. But like that night was fucking electric.
I remember the same.
The stage was just vibrant and I was like, oh my God, this crowd won't stop. It was lethal. Yeah, I'd go back to that night on, yeah, and watch it.
Next one from Mark T.
Don't like this. Stop abbreviating your bleeding second.
We had Johnny T and Mark T.
Sometimes people want to be slightly anonymous.
And Mr. T.
Here we go.
Have you ever told a lie that you didn't think was a big deal at the time, but then you had to keep it up for a very long time for some reason?
Terence was throwing his arms up in the air.
Yeah, because I know mine. I told a lie, a big lie in this podcast.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
I started believing
that
it.
That wasn't a lie. That was a boast.
No.
Nobody believes you could hold your breath.
No, bro, we knew it.
No. This is like, I had a friend, right, who...
What's he snapping
for? You're being lazy. I had a mate who told everyone he was allergic to peanuts.
There's another one for you.
He swore if he had a peanut, he'd die. He'd get... Stroppy was just saying, get those nuts away from me and all this stuff. Until one day, one of the lads walks in and he's sitting there eating a chicken satay. He just didn't like peanuts and he kept it up for years.
So it's that kind of lie.
And he fully invested himself in this. He gave his all to the idea that he was allergic to peanuts.
I did the same thing with penicillin.
Why?
In the hospital. I remember thinking I was allergic to penicillin. No, you have to hear the story.
Sorry, let me just, before you get in there, but like the peanuts thing I get, because I used to tell people like if I didn't like a certain food, I'm like, I don't want any of that. And you'd be like, why? You'd be like, oh, I'm allergic.
Yeah.
So
people be extra careful not to give it to you.
Yeah.
And I get that. But like,
so most people in my family is allergic to penicillin, yeah?
Right.
And I was on tablets before, and every time I took them, boys, I'm not messing with this. So I am allergic to whatever was in the tablet. I don't know, but it's not penicillin. And my throat kept swelling up and I was getting the shakes and I was in a bad way. And Jerry came in and he looked at him and he was like, there's penicillin in them. Are you sure you're not allergic to penicillin as well? Like all of us are. And I was like, right, I'm allergic to penicillin. And it was only the other week when the nurse said to me, you're allergic to penicillin. And I goes, I don't even know about that. That's on my file years, boys. She said, I don't even know who I am. I said, yeah. So,
man.
Yeah, I got it took off the other week.
See, that's much better. That's, yeah. I knew if you pushed yourself, you'd find something.
But I did lie about the old breath thing as well.
No, like a lie implies one person believed it.
Did you not for a second?
Terry, first time you talked about it, you tried here and you looked at the clock and what was
40 seconds.
If even.
I convinced myself that I would have done 3.5 minutes.
Do you know, after last week's bonus, the other week's bonus, people had texted me and been like, surprised Terrence didn't say swimming since he's so good at holding his breath.
I do get that a good bit as well. Yeah. You see things on Twitter and all, and people send them to me. You know, people breaking the world record sitting on the water for bleeding 12 hours now.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, is that you? Laughing face.
Aha, Kevin Hart there. I know somebody. See, I don't like telling lies, boys. I know somebody. I don't know if it's a lie, but they got caught out and they kind of kept going. Who thought they won the lotto? Do you know this?
Yeah, I know this one. I know this story, yeah.
Somebody thought they won the lotto, but not the full jackpot. They got 5 numbers. Many numbers in the lotto? 7. 6 and the bonus, so 7 in total.
6 in the bonus, yeah.
He got 5. And the fella the week before got 5, got like 400 grand. So he got 5 and told everyone he won, like, real specific number, 313 grand. And people were ringing, knocking into his mask after congratulating him and all, and saying, like, can't believe a fair play to you, well done and all. And then he only copped on when he checked his numbers, saying he won like 12 quid. And he never told anybody. And people were like, what's the story? He's like, ah, yeah, like, I have to collect it and all. I still have to collect it. And he just pushed under the carpet and just kept going. It's a bad one, isn't it?
That's bad.
It's a bad one.
Hurtful than that, isn't it? Look, I got a pain in my chest even thinking about it.
It's hilarious, though.
Like, imagine thinking you're going to win over even 5 grand. And then it comes down to 12 euro. 300 grand, please.
But yeah, where did he pull the 313?
I'd say it was probably the previous week's one or something like that. And he was like, that's what it is all the time, maybe.
I know a few spoofers out there as well. And
stupid lawyers though.
Yeah, but like, you know, did you ever see when you get into it with them then and you're just calling them out on all the lies they've ever told?
What do you think is the most, what do you think is the highest ever unclaimed lottery win?
Unclaimed?
Left behind. Someone didn't realise they'd won it.
It's not going to be more than a million.
Has to be.
More than a million?
It's always more than a million.
I'll tell you, the country.
Is it?
Yeah, the jackpots are always more than a
million. Is it?
I have one, I have a figure for Ireland and then I have figures for...
Oh, there's one in Ireland?
Other countries, yeah. Other countries are obviously much higher.
And what's involved in unclaiming? So, like, let's say I won the lotto tonight. How long do I have to claim it?
I think it's 2 years.
Imagine, like, imagine fucking a load of stuff out of your drawers or something. Oh. I'll take it in, you check it.
90 days.
That's not long at all.
90 days, yeah. In 2011, someone in Georgia won but didn't claim the jackpot for the Powerball, which was $77 million. Yeah, right there.
Oh, I feel sick, boys. $77 million unclaimed.
And the largest unclaimed prize here was back in 2001, €3.5 million.
That was pounds.
It's the figures in euro here. Maybe they converted it. So
yeah.
It's life changing, isn't it, boys? Like, and it's just unclaimed.
Like, what happens? I'm so confused with a lot of why. Do you remember you, here's another lie, remember you said that they take half the money off you if you stay anonymous?
Where'd you get that from?
Forget who told me that, but I think I said that in my whole chest on an episode, didn't
I?
Oh,
you were convinced. You're yeah. Like, yeah, you don't claim, if you stay anonymous to take half
the money. It made sense to me. It made sense.
But why do they do that? Like what benefit do you have of not being anonymous? Do you know what I mean? You don't want your face everywhere.
No,
this fella's had to win 20 million.
And then, like, I'm not saying like it would happen, but you're liable then to get robbed or something by someone in the area.
You're causing more problems going public.
Yeah. So this way, like, when somebody said the whole, you get half your money took, I was like, yeah, I get that. Do you get me?
That's why you'd go public. Yeah.
Because if you're going public, why the fuck are you going public then?
I don't think I've ever done the lotto, boys.
I've never done either.
And you know, Whitey Bulger won the lotto twice as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Who was that?
He was a big gangster in Boston in the 70s and 80s, is it?
Yeah, he was the leader of the Winter Hill Gang, who were the Irish mob in Boston. And he was pretty much America's most wanted man until Osama bin Laden. And he was on the run for years. Murdered a lot of people.
Black Mass, the film Black Mass about him.
He was experimented on as part of MK Ultra.
Yeah.
So, see the lotto?
Mm.
You're talking millions?
Yeah.
He won that twice?
Unofficially. So he bought the tickets off somebody.
Oh, right.
Good way of washing money.
Yeah, great.
If you won 3 million, I say, Teddy, here, look, I'll give you 3.3 million and you'll give me that ticket. Cash.
I think.
He done that twice.
At least one of them, anyway. The shop, the ticket was sold in his shop, so I think he just went and said, that's my ticket now.
Yeah.
I didn't even look after him. That's scummy. That he's not even a blade. You know, gangsters are obviously like, them boys are obviously killing people and all, but usually they have a bit of heart.
All right, next question.
Yeah. Let's go.
Stephen from Limerick. Stephen from Limerick tells us he was only recommended the podcast a couple of weeks ago, but now he's hooked.
Yes.
He's already listened to every bonus episode and the load of the main episodes. Stephen's question is, an evil ghost enters your gaff and he says, they won't leave until you choose a forfeit. You must go to... I don't know why, like, he could have just said either or. But anyway, it's a good setup. You must go to sleep and choose either to wake up on top of one of the towers at Poolbeg or at the bottom of an undiscovered underground cave for 24 hours. And anything can happen in those 24 hours. I think the 24 hours just applies to the cave, not the towers.
You can get down off them towers.
Yeah, there's a ladder.
Yeah, there's a ladder, isn't
there?
Yeah.
I'm bad at flight of heights, though. I'm not getting off that.
It'd be weird.
I'm ringing a helicopter.
Boys, there was a video of a fella climbing that. Have you seen it? And he has the
selfie stick.
He has a selfie stick.
And he's walking around the edge.
And he's doing a lap around the edge. And he's there's like a little barrier he keeps jumping over. So when he runs around, he comes to this little barrier. He has to jump over it every time. Put the cameras on a selfie stick, so the camera's actually off the edge of the chimney.
So he's not looking at his feet.
Yeah.
And he's making a little hop. And he's on the edge of the very top.
Boys, that's horrendous.
See them videos? You ever watch them where they jump ledge to ledge? I'd be sweating. My hands and then my knees get weak. There's no need for that.
That video.
Remember I showed you a man who did it in England? He climbed up the fucking shard and he goes, I have ADHD. But he did,
didn't he? Skills for everything, isn't it?
He got nicked as well. He's on time, remember? He got locked up for it.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. But I take the pill bag one. Because at least you know, I just climbed down this Whereas what was the other one? You're stuck there for 24 hours till you're discovered.
Undiscovered underground cave where anything can happen in 24 hours. Like, nothing might happen. It might be fine.
But what could happen?
I'm 100%.
I think you're living in fear for 24 hours.
It could flood. Dark. Yeah, I'm taking the chimney.
Oh, I'm going cave all day. Because no way for me after. I'm not getting down that ladder.
You just have to lie down flat. Wait till someone realises you're missing.
And what if they don't? And even if they do, what? How are they going to find me? Yeah. What if I have nothing on me and I'm on the top of the tower just screaming?
Where's the last place we'd look?
Oh, boys, that's horrendous.
Boys, you'd be spotted. If you were on top of the Pillbeg Tower, like just waving your arms, you'd be spotted from fucking Holt.
He'd be heard from Bray Head,
yeah. No, but like, you'd be spotted from like Clontarf. And anytime you go onto Instagram on a nice day, you go through stories. There's people all over Dublin taking pictures of the Pillbeg Towers.
Would you not be afraid going down that now?
Yeah, but I'd rather that over 24 hours in a cave.
Yeah, a lot of people pass Pillbeg Towers.
But you're getting
down. But how do you get
yourself.
Me down anyways?
You're getting down
but
yourself.
They'll send someone up for you.
Doesn't matter.
No, but I'm not going down that ladder, boy.
I'd go down.
No way.
I'd go down the ladder.
It's one of those ladders with the
cage around it.
Yeah, cage around it, yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't slip, boys.
You slip and you just fall to the next part of the ladder.
Oh, it's one continuous ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? It was one big ladder.
I thought it was one ladder, yeah.
No, it goes like platform to platform.
What the fuck would you be going to the blade? You know, sure, you just keep dropping. You wouldn't even touch the blade handles. You just drop down onto each platform, would you?
Yeah, but it's far. It's like, say, 20 feet at a time. Oh, you will hold yourself. Like, just drop. Watch that video, yeah, man. Just type in on YouTube, climbing Pillbeg Towers. I swear to God, you'll get itchy watching it.
Oh, boys.
Yeah, look at this.
It's here.
This, what are you doing? Like, you got home, mate. Just.
So, I think he's halfway up the ladder here.
That's halfway, 30.
When you say the sections, boys,
No, there is a bigger section. There is a bigger section than that.
This gets much worse, 30.
I wait until he gets to the top. Do they give them a lick of paint every now and again? Because I'd happily...
Well, it doesn't fucking look like it.
I'd hope my taxes go towards that.
Yeah, see what point I'm out, this is highly illegal what he's doing.
See that there, Terry? See the way that section...
supposed to do this.
See the way there's a whole ring around that?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you can't come off that ring.
Or he's at the top now.
Oh, my knees are killing me, on.
Oh, I'm flat on like the jelly. Top.
Imagine waking up there, Terry.
My heart, boys. Oh, boys, like, that's horrific looking. What the fuck?
His toes are literally over the edge. Yeah, this here. Look at this, Terry.
So he is walking pretty close to the edge, the full circle around the top of the chimney with the selfie stick.
How was there not a way to close that off on?
It is closed off.
It is, yeah. No, he had to...
He had to basically break into that.
Yeah. The start of the video was him getting just into the grounds and getting to the base of the chimney.
Oh, boys, I don't like it.
Like, his head is over the edge there.
Yeah, like, I'm getting itchy here.
No.
You're not well?
No.
Did you ever watch that documentary about the kids in Thailand in the cave? You know what I'm talking about, where they had to drug the kids to take them out?
Yeah.
And did you see where those kids were? That little section that they were in. Total darkness, little platform.
Oh, yeah.
24 hours in that. No, I'm not having it. I'm waking up on top of that chimney. I'd rather be on top of the chimney than in that cave. And the thing as well is, how long it takes you to get down there, that's on you. It could take you 3 hours, it could take you an hour, it could take you 10 hours. You aren't spending 24 hours in that cave. That's part of the deal. So I'm going down there.
Do you want the last question?
Yeah.
You're not alright, aren't you now?
No. I swear to God that fucks me up, boys. Them videos still.
Yeah.
I'm not messing with you, boys. I might have been sweating looking at that.
I can see you're not.
Oh, I hate you. Do you ever see when you're scrolling and you come across one of them by accident?
Bro, I just swipe real fast.
And they're jumping like across ledge to ledge and sometimes they slip and they grab it.
But even some of the stupid ones, even when they're not that high, but it's a far jump and they miss it, they bounce off the ledge. I'm like, what are you even doing it for?
Parkour.
Last question. The email starts off with, Ronaldo is back.
Screw up, Ronaldo.
BR7.
He says, just know, Terry, that your opinion of a movie being the best is your opinion. And that can't be wrong. But your dog being incapable of telling you how much you hurt him, he says him, by not remembering his birthday must be tough to accept. Ronaldo is coming for you.
What did he say
last
week?
Do we know who Ronaldo is?
What did he say last week, Colin?
It's about the dog's birthday as well.
Was it as well the same thing again?
Yeah, it was.
It was.
It was an email threat.
Yeah, yeah. You threatened them last week as well.
Did I?
Yeah, you wanted to know.
Watch when I got him now. Watch when I got him now. It's gone beyond the joke at this stage.
I just think he's under the age of 18 by calling himself Ronaldo.
His question was, what's worse, forgetting your dog's birthday or thinking The Equalizer is the best film ever made? That was his first question.
And then he comes back and he's like, look, The Equalizer could be, it's an opinion, but your dog's hurt.
Oh, he's titled the email Terry's Tormentor.
Wow.
Oh. I think something's telling me this is someone close to you.
Terry's Tormentor. Yeah. What's your one's name?
Yeah.
The Scottish board in the film.
Baby Reiner?
Yeah. It's going to be like this, boys. I hope.
Ronaldo.
Yeah, Ronaldo. Terry's Tormentor. Ronaldo, just know if I find out who you are.
See, the thing is, Terry, you could be interacting with him numerous times a week and you never know.
And I don't even know.
Imagine that. And now that he knows that you're hostile, he'll never admit that he's Ronaldo to you.
I'm hostile now.
Yeah, towards him, I mean.
I'm like, I'm only hostile now?
So he'll never say to you, ah, that's me, Ronaldo, because he knows you might give him a box.
He's in your head.
I'm 100%. Boys, listen to me. I'm 100% giving that young player a box if I see him. Because now I have to think about the dog.
That's worse than snagging you, man.
Do you want a question from Ronaldo?
Yeah.
Right, he wants to know, would you rather fart and it's always extremely loud or moan loudly when you go for the piss every time?
You'd have to go with the piss, wouldn't you? Because most pisses will be in the comfort of your home, and the ones that aren't,
oh. I've heard people moaning having pisses as well.
So have I.
Like loud pisses. Though.
It's always a drunk elf in the pub. They're like, yeah, like me. He had a few of Guinness. Look. They're pulling at you, mate.
A fart is a bad one because you could be walking down the road thinking, I'll let this little fart out here, but now everyone on the road's going to hear it. Yeah, you take the piss, fuck it.
Isn't it?
Something to talk about when you're out. You'd be like, oh, yeah. And what the fuck's wrong with you? I'm just here. Look, I lost the zinger. It was either this or farting very loud. Imagine going for the piss and then farting. You'd be bleeding, blowing the windows outside the pub.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So that's Ronaldo's contribution for this week.
Let us know how old you are and stop calling yourself Ronaldo.
Yeah,
please.
Give us your details, pal. Give us your
details. Just give us your address there. Just the air code will do, yeah?
That's personal.
Uh-huh.
Especially that he knows he loves me, dog.
You say that all the time.
Does that mean I don't love her? What does you mean by that?
It's like the way Calvin said, now he knows you're hostile. It's not a secret.
All right.
Now that he knows you love your dog, that's not a secret.
Yeah.
This is all publicly available information.
Yeah, fair. And that's the end of Talking More Bollocks. Send us any questions, dilemmas, whatever you want to talk on bollocks at goloudnow.com. Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Till your body is dead. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that.
The Hypnocker.